It's the last day of the WPS Farm Show in Oshkosh at the EAA grounds, and I know me personally, I enjoy making a stop in the food tent. It not only smells great, but the different food that they have in there is also delicious. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and one of the stands you'll find is the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association. Its auxiliary is serving potatoes, and Carol Gagas is the coordinator of the stand, and she tells me just how many potatoes they're serving up and where they're coming from.
So we get our potatoes donated, our French fries are donated from McCain Foods in Plover, Wisconsin. And every year we try to hit a different potato farmer for the donation of our baked potatoes. This year they're coming from Russet Potato Exchange down by Bancroft.
Roughly how many potatoes do you go through, whether that's just baked potatoes specifically or even fries? Kind of give me an overview of just the amount you guys go through.
Okay, and on our baked potatoes, we go through roughly about 400 to 450 in a three-day show. Our fries are between 1,200 and 1,300 servings of fries. Fries are easier to eat, you know, it's you don't have to sit down. You can take them and go. So I think, you know, they're definitely more popular.
And when I think baked potato, I'm thinking I'm putting cheese on there, maybe sour cream. You know, you got to load it up to however it fits for your personal tastings. When it comes to those ingredients, where are you getting those? Are you working with farmers still to get those?
Those we end up having to get through Sysco just because of the quantity and the way they're packaged. Like our sour cream, we need to have that packaged in individual packages. And you can't just go to a farmer and get sour cream, you know, a big tub. So most of our stuff goes through Reinhardt. We try to make sure it's local if we can.
Do you have an estimate of how much of those types of ingredients you go through?
So sour cream, we go through roughly about 500 one-ounce little containers. Butter chips, about 1,000. Those are, everything is pre-wrapped, so we're not touching any other product. Our cheese, we get a Gale's cheese, and it's about 5 cases of cheese. So it's quite a bit.
Well, and with that much volume, I just assume it takes quite the volunteer load. Take me through just how many volunteers does it take for these 3 days to actually make this possible?
So there's 3 of us that come up on Monday to set up our booth. We stay all week, and we get approximately 4 more people each day. We have 7 every day, and then we also get help from Swiderski Implement. They send 2 people over during our noon rush hour, and that's a tremendous help too. So yeah, it does take a lot of manpower to keep things moving smooth.
With this 3 days, are there certain days or even times of day, I know you mentioned noon's your rush hour, that are better or your sales are just going, 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 you're going through so much product?
Well, so it's a 3-day show, and Wednesday, the middle day is always the busiest. But noontime, and it varies depending on the weather, but yeah, normally from about 11:30 till 1. The main reason why we show up is actually just to promote our potato. If we make a little bit of money along the way, that's awesome. And we do make a little bit. You know, nothing great that we're going to go out and buy new vehicles or whatever. But it's basically just to promote our potato product that they're grown in Wisconsin and that people, should be eating them because they're here.
That was Carol Gagas, the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association Auxiliary Food Stand Coordinator for the WPS Farm Show. So when you're looking for something delicious and nutritious at the show, or even looking for something to make for dinner, look no further than Wisconsin potatoes. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.